It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESP Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And on this Wednesday morning, we say hello to Candace Wakeman, Marketing Officer, ESP Financial. Candace, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm doing very good.
I am glad to hear that. Hot enough for you?
Yes. Yeah, a little bit. You can say that.
Well, we're into August, and I'll tell you what, school, my gosh, is just about here. That's hard to believe, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, Monday marked the first day of August, which, you know, means the kids are going to be going back to school. If you're sending your kids back to school, you know, that comes a daunting task of shopping for school supplies. So that's fun for the kids, but sometimes can be a lot. To prevent back-to-school shopping from draining your bank account, I thought I could share a few savvy tips today to maximize your savings.
Well, we can't wait. Well, savvy tip us here this morning, Candace.
Yeah, so our back-to-school shopping tips include, you know, taking stock of what you have at home before you go buy anything new. You know, you can spread out your purchases over a few weeks. So if you started early, you could kind of spread out those just to cut on cost. If you have multiple kids, split, you know, those bulk deals. Sometimes those are good, sometimes they're bad. So just making sure you're getting the best bang for your dollar. You can stack sales with our discounts. So often there are opportunities to save even more money on markdown items when you have additional coupons or rewards or other discounts. So just making sure you find all those good deals and use them as you can. Whether you're shopping in store or online, compare prices just to make sure you're getting the best bang for your buck. And then there are plenty of great sales out there to take advantage of, but sometimes they're not always good deals. So, you know, those seasonal items that you have, such as like winter clothing and other things, maybe come cheaper after school starts. So I always encourage everyone to kind of wait those things out. You know, think beyond school needs and make sure you have those things that are things that come up in the middle of the year, you're saving for those as well. And just like I mentioned, similar to what I just mentioned, you know, consider other school costs so you're prepared. You know, sometimes those teachers are, you know, they provide great school planning, you know, back to school for that budget, but there might be things that come up. So just make sure you're being mindful of that. And ultimately, if you plan wisely and do your homework before you shop, you can save money all while getting those things that your kids need before the year starts.
Do your homework before you shop. That is nicely yes. played right there, Candace. Yes, indeed. Time to be thinking about that. And I think a lot of people have already started, you know, their back-to-school shopping because just a couple of weeks, you know, a few weeks at the latest, all the kids will be back and school will be on. Well, do you have a money message for us this morning, Candace?
Yes, I do. So as I mentioned last week, we are hiring a credit analyst at our Merchant Street Bank. So if you know of anyone that is looking for a job, we'd be happy to chat with them. You can always find more information about how to apply on our Facebook page. And if we have any other open positions that come up, you can look on Kansas Works or our Facebook page as well.
Good stuff. Thank you, Candace.
Yeah, thanks, Ron.
Candace Wakeman, Marketing Officer, ESP Financial with Managing Your Money. Brought to you by ESP Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901. The locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.